All right, we'll wrap up with our desk availabilities. We are now joined by the driver of the number 22 team, Penske Ford, Joey Logano. Again, we'll head straight to questions. If you got a question, we'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Mike up front, then we'll go to Reed and then Claire.
Mike Henry from Auto Week. Joey, I saw a video this week of somebody who looked like you driving a go-kart through a wooded course. I assume that's in your backyard. Is that practice for this week, sort of, or are you goofing around?
It's kind of an every week occurrence. there's a lot of good perks of being a race car driver, but one of the coolest things, if you do this long enough, you can afford to build your own racetrack, and it's pretty freaking cool. It's like the coolest thing in the world. It's like, as a child, that's all you wanted, is to be able to walk out your front door and jump in your go-kart or your four-wheeler and go have some fun. It's like every little boy's dream. So, built a racetrack, and it's awesome. I don't know if my neighbors love it or not, but I do, and they all seem to be pretty cool about it. They haven't really said anything, so it's good. I love driving still, right? Like, nothing's changed for me since I was a little kid. That's what I did every day I got home from school, was I'd jump on a go-kart or I'd jump on my quad and I'd go ride. And I still do the same thing when I get home from work, though. And the good thing is my oldest is becoming fast enough to race with that, and it's becoming more fun again. So it's pretty cool.
How do you approach Sunday? Obviously, you want to win the race, but are you going to be concerned about the three or four guys around you and the points, and you want to hear where they are and that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I want to know it all. I want everything, all the information I could possibly get fed to me. Mary, I think everybody knows you make better decisions when you have all the data. And we're asked to make decisions in the heat of the battle live, right? No time to talk it through in a boardroom. We got to make the decision at that moment. So the more prepared we can be, the better, but also understanding what the situation is, what's going on around me, what I have to do inside the race car.
Go ahead, Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. This was the race last year where you got a new lease on life. Can you recall the range of emotions you went through? And after you were reinstated into the playoffs and Alex was disqualified, did you feel a sense of destiny? Maybe I'm meant to win this thing?
No, because I don't ever feel like anything's owed to me. Right? You just roll with whatever comes your way. And it shows how unpredictable life is. And sometimes you don't need to be going up and down with every wave, right? And I remember the emotions leaving the track. I was bummed, right? I was like, well, on one hand, we did really good here last year. So I was proud of the effort that we gave. I was bummed that we were just a little short. But it is what it is, right? Like, that's kind of like how I am at the end of the race. I'm like, well, it just is what it is. I can't change it now. And you just got to keep looking out the windshield. And we went home. We went home. We just had a fairly normal evening. And then I got a call, and I was like, hey, honey, you ain't going to believe it. We're back in. And obviously, the next 7 days after that changed everything, right? Because we went from out to in to winning Vegas and in the championship four and winning our third title. So just a quick turn of events, but that's NASCAR racing for you, right? I mean, it's unpredictable. Things can change really, really fast, so you just got to keep rolling with it.
Mike Zeff from Carolina Sports Live. You talked about winning in Vegas. How do you duplicate that success and do it again next week at that track?
It's one step at a time. We got to get through this week first. This week right now is the most important race of the season for us. We got to get through this one. Hopefully we can, you know, continue to be in the championship race after this. And at that point, we'll look at Vegas. But right now, it's 100% of our focus is at the Roval.
Go to Claire next.
Claire Belang, Dialed In Journal. You know, it's interesting. You were in the back of the room when Bubba was kind of putting you on the spot about the situation he was in the competition meeting with Denny Hamlin, which is rare because not only are they kind of teammates in the sense that, you know, Denny helps own the team, but also you have been a part of teams where, you know, there's talk about teammates and how you race each other. So in the back of the room when you're watching, listening to that, what are your thoughts about how difficult that might be? Have been, you know, when you're racing hard?
I honestly feel like it's one of the most challenging relationships that you can ever go through, because when you think about other team sports, you're on the same team. That team wins together, In this case, you're on the same team, but only one of you get to win. But we all win together, but only really one. It gets really confusing, right? And one win's good for everybody. And there's truth to that. And I've seen that over my years of driving, how you know, your perspective changes over the years, right? Because when you first come in, you're just me. And then you eventually kind of see the big picture, if you do it long enough, how it all is, how the whole ecosystem is really created and how it is good for everyone to see victory at Team Penske or whatever respected team that may be. So with that said, it's still challenging because only one driver gets the stat, only one driver gets the points, only one driver gets the paycheck, right? Like, that's true. And there's also the team aspect, right? Where, you know, there's everyone working on the cars at the shop, of course, but then there's also, there's individual pit crews, there's individual road crews, crew chiefs, engineers, right? So there is some separation there as well. So it's a very challenging relationship to navigate. And it gets stressed a lot, right? Because it's just unique. I've never seen anything like it in my time.
You know, and I was talking to some of the Penske drivers, and they said, hey, we talk about that in advance so the situation doesn't come up. Made it seem as if you guys got it settled over there, kind of. So what's the word at Penske about when this happens, and do you guys have it settled? Should that ever happen?
Oh, I mean, you got to race, right? We try to run through as many scenarios as possible and a lot of what-ifs. And the longer you work with a team, the better that becomes, right? Because everyone kind of understands. But at the same time, we're supposed to race, right? So you gotta weigh that out too, because that's our jobs. That's, our fans expect that out of us. There's a lot of there's a lot of arguments that will argue the other side too. So you try to find some happy medium and what is the rules of engagement? You know, what's acceptable when we're racing for a win? Basically, one of us better win, right? I think that's the simplest way of looking at it. One of us better come out with the win. I don't think there's probably a more challenging situation that can possibly come up than what Ryan and I went through in Phoenix last year. That's not just a win, that's a championship. And so, and it's coming down mano a mano, just the two of us within a car length of each other. It's a tough situation for both of us to be in.
We'll go in the back to Alan, then we'll go in the middle to John, and then come up front to Jordan.
Joey, Alan Cavana, PRN. There seems to be a notion or an attitude amongst your competitors like, we got to do everything we can to get these Penske cars out. You know, if X, Y, and Z had happened, it would have hurt Logano last week. What is that like for you, knowing they're thinking about you?
Cool. Good. I want to keep them there. I mean, that's fine. We have a reputation of just grinding it out and sticking around and showing up when it matters. And so, you know, that's been our reputation over the last 10 years plus. And so it's because if we continue to do that. So, last week obviously didn't go the way we wanted it to, getting caught up in that wreck. But, we're still in a good position this weekend. So, we just focus on ourselves. You know, whatever else wants to say, they'll say, right? You just focus on you. Do I believe in the mental advantage? Absolutely.
We'll go to John next.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So, you know, last night when Corey Heim won, his team said it was a championship day with how they recovered from a wreck and then worked throughout the day, made it through the field. You've had a lot of crazy wins in your career. I mean, even looking back at Texas this year with just the bad pit stall selection, all the different stuff you guys had to do. But is there one race that stands out as, hey, we got wrecked or something happened and we came back and won and then that was the championship day?
I mean, I don't know off the top of my head. Kind of caught me off guard there. I would say, I mean, there's a lot of races that come up that way. I mean, these days in Cup racing, you could almost argue that every win is a championship performance because the cars are so close that you have to be perfect. You know, you really can't have a mistake these days and expect to recover and drive through the field. The cars are just too close in speed, and passing is more challenging because of that. So I'd say, man, when you win these things these days, it takes everything, right? The pit stops have to be perfect. Restarts have to be perfect. The car has to be really, really good, right? Like, all those things have to be lined up perfect to win one of these things these days. So it's kind of hard to say no, any of them. I mean, it's just, I feel like it's harder to win these days than it even used to be, just because there's more cars that can.
We'll go to Jordan, then Ali, and then we'll go to the corner over here.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Were you part of the meeting with NASCAR this morning?
Yeah.
How'd that go? What'd you guys talk about?
I can't say anything.
You can.
No, that was fine. No, they just run us through, some marketing stuff, some plans for next year on what the sport's going to look like, which is super exciting, by the way. I'm not going to spill the beans, but super cool. And then just some competition stuff, some stuff along with the rules, how things are called, some safety stuff. They just kind of run through those categories with the drivers and see if the drivers have any comments on, where we're going as a sport or anything that's concerning.
What most excited you?
Oh, I think that, I don't know. To me, I think that where we're going from a marketing standpoint next year is really exciting.
You're talking about the commercial and stuff they put out?
Did you see it? Am I allowed to talk about it?
It's not public.
Huh?
It's not public.
It's not public. But do you agree it's awesome?
We have different opinions.
Hell yeah. What are you talking about?
Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead, Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. What went through your mind when you did get that fourth win of your career last year at Vegas and knew you were already moving into the championship four again?
I mean, just pure excitement. Because, I mean, that's the goal when you start the season is to win the championship. And it takes a lot of stepping stones to get to that place. One of the largest ones is just getting to the championship four. That's one of the one closest to the championship. So getting to the championship four is so hard to do. So when we won that race, you automatically know, gosh, we're in it. We got a chance. Then you got a couple weeks advantage on everybody. You're like, okay, like, the excitement's real. And then it goes straight back to, like, the pressure automatically kicks in right after, maybe 30 minutes after the race, and the adrenaline starts to come down. You start to, we got to start working on Phoenix now. Like, it starts happening really fast, because you're that close. Because as great as it is to make the championship four, it equally sucks to not win it. To get that far and not accomplish the goal, that hurts so bad. So you just want to make sure you have everything ready.
And to win two of your two Las Vegas races in the spring and two in the fall, what's the temperature of the fall race, just having it be that late in the season and in the playoffs? Is it a lot more stressful going into that race as opposed to the spring race?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's way more stressful. It's the playoffs. There's more on the line. There's, you're getting close. So for the eight that are still in it, absolutely, there's more pressure.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Joey, thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys.
I do want to remind everyone that the bullpen is going to be starting swiftly here in the theater room right at 11:15. So.